You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 58, Self-Confidence, Beliefs, and Reality.
Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I want to remind you to send me an email if you would like to be entered into the draw for my birthday gift to you. My podcast has been out for 1 year, and to celebrate, I am giving away a gift of a 3-session coaching package to one lucky winner. All you need to do to be entered is send me an email at youarelimitless.co. No, that's my website. youarelimitlesscoaching@gmail.ca. saying that you want to be entered into the draw, and you will be. The deadline is coming up quick. March 31st, which is Easter Sunday, is the last day to enter, and I will be doing the draw on April 1st. So don't miss out. I know that you want to be in there. I know that you are ready for some one-on-one help and coaching so that you can be happier. One of the things that I really believe is that as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we have the ultimate in knowledge and in tools to be the happiest people on earth. And the reality is we aren't. We aren't the happiest people on earth. And I think a lot of that is because we use the gospel to beat ourselves up and to keep us small and to think poorly of ourselves in the name of humility, right? But really, the gospel is meant to help us be inspired and to live into who we really, truly are and have the capability of becoming. And so I love to help people use the gospel in ways that really lifts them up in their day-to-day living. So I want to help you experience greater daily joy and happiness in your life as a member of the church. And that actually leads in really nicely to what I want to talk about today, about the relationship between self-confidence, beliefs, and our reality. And when we really believe something, that is what tends to happen. And I want to talk about being able to believe something new, believing something when you don't have any proof of it. And with it being Easter week, it's Holy Week right now when I'm recording this, and when this comes out, it will be Thursday. I want to draw upon the example of Jesus Christ for that inspiration of the power of how self-confidence is the power behind believing something that is then able to create a reality. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, he understood perfectly who he was, what his role was, and in his final days of mortality, Jesus Christ knew what would be coming. He knew that he would need to go into the Garden of Gethsemane and suffer for our pains, our sicknesses, our sorrows. And then again on the cross, he knew he would be betrayed, he knew he would be arrested, he knew that he would die. He knew every single thing that would happen. And he also knew that it was his Father's will that he would be resurrected after 3 days. Imagine if Jesus Christ, in those final days, and even his whole mortal ministry, but let's really look at these last few days of his life. Imagine what must have been going on inside of his head. Do you think he was saying, I can't do this. Heavenly Father's got the wrong guy. I'm not really cut out to be the Savior. For some reason, I don't think that that's what was going on in his head. I think he was 100% confident in what his role was, who he was. He told people, I am the bread of life. He told people boldly, follow me. He promised blessings of peace and joy for following him and for having burdens lifted when we join ourselves with him. Jesus Christ was completely confident. He had self-confidence in who he was and what he could do. And although he maybe wasn't super excited to experience all of the pain that he knew needed to come, as evidenced in that prayer in Gethsemane, that if it was possible for there to be any other way to let this cup pass from him, he also had the self-confidence that if it was his Father's will, he could and he would follow through on atoning for our sins. Jesus Christ at this point had never done a supreme sacrifice. He had never suffered for the sins of every living person. He had never died. He had never been resurrected. But because he was so confident in himself and what his role was and what he could do with his Father's help, he was able to believe with complete confidence that he would do it, that he would fulfill his Father's will. And because he believed it, he did it, creating the reality of a perfect atonement being completed. I really like to imagine what it would be like to be Christ at times, and I would love to be up inside his head sometimes and in his heart to see exactly what was going on. But I really believe that he is the perfect example for us, and I believe that there are a lot of truths in the world that they're not necessarily taught as doctrine at church, but if something is a true principle, then it blends so seamlessly into the gospel. And that's what I want to do right here, right now, is talk about how our self-confidence, the way that we view ourselves and the abilities that we believe ourselves to have, influence our ability to believe something, even if we don't have the proof for it, even if we've never seen it done, and that our belief is what is able to create reality for us. How many of you have ever done something for the first time? The answer is all of you, all of us. We have all done something, lots of somethings, that at one point we had never done before. What are some of those things that you've done that you've been successful at? How many of you have given birth to a child or raised a child? How many of you have learned how to walk? How many of you have learned how to build a bike? Maybe some of you have built a bike, but I meant to say ride a bike. But maybe some of you have built a bike. I've never built a bike. This is interesting. I have never built a bike. And I don't have any reason to believe that I could build a bike. And when I'm looking at my desires, I don't really have a desire to build a bike, and so that's fine. But I have things in my life that I have done before, but before doing it, I didn't have any proof that I could do it. Serving a mission is actually a really good example. Before serving a mission, I had never served a mission. Surprise! And the decision to serve a mission was a long one. It was a journey for me. And I believed that I could do it, and my belief at times varied, but my belief was directly correlated to the self-confidence that I was believing in myself, that I was experiencing. And as I began to really instill in myself the self-confidence that I had the strength to do what Heavenly Father had asked me to do, which was to serve a mission, then my belief naturally increased. And as that belief increased, then the reality became more and more and more, until the reality became I was serving a mission and I had served a mission. So now it's a reality in my life that I have served a mission, and it was correlated to my belief that I could, which was correlated to my self-confidence. Self-confidence is such a key in believing a new belief, because I think that's where it all starts. I think they're intricately related. And my invitation to you is to consider, what is something that you have felt drawn to do? I'm pretty confident that we all have something that we feel drawn to do, that we're feeling prompted to do. Maybe it's something that you've been feeling for years and years. Maybe it's something that has come into your head and been swimming around there for a few weeks or a few months. But if it's something that you feel is a nudge from the Spirit to go and do, I want you to ask yourself, why haven't I started this? Or why haven't I accomplished this? Go back and check to see, what am I believing about my ability to do it? And if the belief is not, oh, 100% I've got this, then you're probably like the rest of us, right? Where it's, I don't know if I could do this. I think I'd have fun doing it. I think I would maybe do a good job of it, right? Like, it could be pretty hesitant. Or maybe it's even straight up, I can't do it. I don't have the time. I don't have the health. I don't have the energy. I don't have the ability. So number one, here's what I want to show you. If you have been believing that you can't or you don't have time, then what reality has it created? It's created the reality of having not moved forward with achieving or working towards that inspired nudge. And if you're believing that you can't, that's a reflection of the self-confidence that you have in this area. And I think that we have self-confidence to different degrees in different areas of our lives. And that's normal. I think that's really normal. But I love to bring everything back to our relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father and with our Savior. And when that relationship is strong, when we are doing all that we can to strengthen it, then our self-confidence naturally increases. And I think that that is a blessing from the Spirit. I don't think when we put ourselves down, I don't think that that is really Spirit-led. Does that make sense? I think Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost want to lift us up. And I think humility is recognizing, just like Elma said, I can do anything because I have Jesus Christ. When you look at, I am in a covenant relationship with the God of the universe, what can you not do? There's nothing that you cannot do. You can do anything. And humility is recognizing the source of your strength. And so by putting yourself down, you're kind of denying your ability to be connected to the Savior. When you're putting yourself down, you're denying and putting down your ability to be connected to the Savior. And so as we understand who we are in relation to God, that we are His children and that we are divine and that we are loved and that we are eternal, experiencing a mortal experience, our self-confidence increases and it grows. And as our self-confidence increases and grows, then our hearts and our minds are opened up to the belief that really we can do anything that the Lord asks us to do. And I think that is a really beautiful thing. And I've been experiencing that a lot in my own life personally, as I am seeking to grow and to become and to do new things. When it's hard and when it's scary, I notice when I'm really putting myself down and believing that I cannot do it. And when I go back and I strengthen that relationship with my Savior, my self-confidence increases, and so then my belief increases. And then my reality reflects what I've been believing. It doesn't happen right away. There are still some things that I am believing are going to happen that haven't happened yet. But I'm choosing to believe. And it's kind of fun. You can just try it on. Just try on the belief. Try on the belief, I can do this. Try on the belief, Heavenly Father is going to tell me exactly what I need to do. Just choose to believe it. Just try it out. And notice how much more energy, notice how much more excitement there is. Notice how much more fun you're having. Notice the lightness and the peace. I don't think it means it's always going to be easy, but when you are doing something that's challenging, one of those necessary challenges, and you're coming at it with the belief and self-confidence of who you really are and that you can do all things through Christ, it feels better. It feels, what's the word, empowering and strengthening. So this Easter week, and as you continue onwards, look to that example of Jesus Christ, who had the self-confidence and belief to be able to make a perfect atoning sacrifice a reality, even before he had done it. And choose to believe for yourself that you have that same ability to achieve whatever it is that you have been feeling the push and the nudge to do. And if that is feeling too tricky, too overwhelming to do on your own, that is what I'm here for. I am here to help you pull back, to first recognize and then pull back those areas of disbelief that you have in your life, and to notice what things are you believing are true that maybe you can question. Maybe it's not actually true. And then open up your heart and your mind to believing that thing, that spiritual nugget of truth that the Lord is waiting to give you. So please, please, please reach out if you need some extra help. And please share this podcast with others. As we finish up, I just want to tell you that I have loved doing this podcast, and I'm excited to keep going with it. I'm excited that people from different parts of the world have the chance to hear this. And I believe that I have a lot of gifts, and part of those gifts are meant to be shared with others. And so please keep sharing this with others. And when you leave a review on the podcast, and when you leave a 5-star rating, that makes it easier for people to find it. So I would love it, and I would appreciate it so much if you would be willing to do that for me. And in return, don't forget to send me an email. Enter into the draw for your chance to win some free coaching. And it's going to be a win-win for everyone, and I'm super excited for it. That's what I've got for you this week. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others. Rate it and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try-it-out session today at youarelimitless.com.